This is the Texas Standard.
We're 3 days into 2018, so how are those New Year's resolutions going? If you stumble along the way, you are not alone. Some research shows that up to 80% of people who make a resolution will have given up by February. Yikes. So why do we falter so much when it comes to self-control? Professor Marco Palma has some answers. He's director of the Human Behavior Laboratory at Texas A&M University. Professor Palma, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a bit about the background on self-control and self-control as an indicator of success. What do we mean by that?
Well, for decades, we've recognized self-control as an important issue in many different aspects of our lives. Mm-hmm. And there have been two main ideas about self-control. And the important thing is that an initial act of self-control affects our subsequent abilities to self-control, even in other things in life. Hmm. And the main two theories stated that initial act of self-control might act like a snowball that gets bigger and bigger. And the more you use it, the better you get at it. Mm-hmm. And that's great. That's really good news. But a lot of other research have also shown that it's the contrary, that self-control is like a battery. And that when you use up the resources in that battery, you may actually falter in self-control in the future. And so what we've discovered is that both currents were exactly right. Hmm. And self-control has the components of a snowball and also the components of a battery. In other words, the more you use it, the better you get at it. But if you overdo it and overtax it and use it too much, then you're less likely to accomplish more self-control ability.
So that makes sense. So how did you guys test these two theories out?
So in addition to traditional behavioral economics experiments, what we did is we used neurophysiological data to know exactly what people were doing in the first task that required the use of self-control. And then we observed what they did after that in a subsequent task where they were making purchases or conserving a $5 endowment. And so what we discovered was that initially, if they used that self-control ability, they were more likely to refrain from purchasing things that they were not looking for. But then if they overdid the self-control in the first task, then it was more difficult for them to do it. So what this means is that if you go to the gym in the morning and you exercise mildly, you might be able to better use your self-control ability through the day. Mm-hmm. But then if you overdo it and you go for 2 hours, your self-control battery might burn out, and then you will be less likely to exercise self-control. And this is why when we get to lunch or dinner, we say, it's okay for me to get that extra piece of chocolate because I already worked out for 2 hours in the morning.
I see. So it sort of comes kind of back to that old saying, kind of everything in moderation. Is that right? I mean, so you should let yourself cheat a little so that you don't cheat a lot? Is that sort of the moral of the story?
That's exactly right. In fact, you have to do enough to keep yourself motivated. And it's important on how we get those goals, because if we get the goals too hard, it would be so difficult for us to do. And this is why so many people give up. Mm. If we say, I'm going to start running, and you start running 5 miles a day, or if you say, I'm going to eat better, and you start restraining yourself from so many things at the same time, that's probably not sustainable over time. And after a few weeks, you start to lose motivation, and you know that that's not something you can achieve in the long run. So if it's better, for example, if you just leave one soda can per day and one tortilla or one piece of bread, that's over 150 calories per day, and that's something that could be sustained longer than February. So that's one tip to try to make it after February 1st.
That's a very good point. So my New Year's resolution, I try not to make them because sometimes just the buildup around New Year's to me is too intimidating. I try to sort of incorporate things sneakily into my life on a random week and then try to keep that going. But I decided this year to sort of make a New Year's resolution, which was to drink more water. But I didn't want to put an actual number goal on it because I was afraid if I didn't meet it, then I would not reach it, and then I would just give up. And so instead, I just have a cup of water, and I try to fill it up more. I mean, is that an example of a way to sort of, go towards a snowball without draining my battery?
That is right. And you can start to whatever you were doing before. And so if you're going to set a number, I suggest that you do something that is very achievable to you. Mm-hmm. And so if you were drinking, let's say, 2 or 3 glasses of water last year, and that's what you were used to drink per day. And the recommendation is of 8 glasses or more. You don't want to really start doing 10 glasses per day, which is a lot more than you were doing. But if you start saying, I'm going to do 2 more this week, and you keep your motivation going, and that's something that you can achieve very easily, and then that motivation and confidence will build up, and it will help you later on. You can use that objective as a moving target and increase a couple of glasses later on. But it's important for you to keep that confidence and that inner motivation so you can continue to develop that goal.
I think the other trick here that I'm sort of getting from all of the tenor of this conversation is that you have a bad day, maybe even have a bad week. That doesn't mean you can't continue to try for your goal and continue to reach out in the future.
That's exactly right. And then it's important, if that happens, it's important for you to just reset and forget about that particular day or that particular week, and then start afresh the following week and continue in trying to build that momentum and that confidence.
Marco Palma is a professor and the director of the Human Behavior Laboratory at Texas A&M University. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you, Laura. I appreciate it. And good luck.